Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is none other than Minister Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by today, that we can share a little word from the Lord. Hope it be a nugget dropped today that would help someone along this journey. And before we start with our exciting topic today, hope everyone have their Bible and their pens, because I will be giving you scriptures where you can go back and check for yourself. You won't have to believe what I say, but you can read the word for yourself. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you, Lord. You've been mighty good to us. You've been mighty good to everyone that's listening right now. The sound of my voice, to hear me, Father. I give you praise in advance for it, dear Heavenly Father. I worship you right now, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be something that I say, one of the callers that call in, that will help someone that will tune into this broadcast, whether it's morning, noon, or evening, dear Heavenly Father. We want to thank you right now for having this opportunity to be able to share with others the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen, and thank God. First of all, I have a caller on the air. And good morning, caller.
Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
I am blessed. I am blessed. I am so glad that you called in today, because we have an exciting topic on what are some steps to exercise and self-control. And I'm going to just share a little bit, and I'm going to let you just jump on in that water, because I know you just ready. You just biting on the other end of this telephone, because you have something to tell and share with the people of God today. But today, as I was going through to come up with the topics, and as I was reading the scripture, and I thought about self-control, also perseverance. But on self-control, it involves disciplining ourselves. And you know that's hard to do sometimes with a lot of us in the body of Christ. It's discipling and discipling ourselves. Helping ourselves be the kind of people who walk with God and others the way we should. We stand guard at the gateway or doorway of our personhood. To some things we grant entrance, to other things we deny interest. And you know we do that. We deny interest to some things and some things we don't. We send away harmful influence that would invade and conquer us. Likewise, we guard others, that which we let out of the gateway of our lives. What we say or do, where we go, and what we project to others. So today we're going to be talking about self-control and what are some steps to exercise self-control. And as I was going through the scriptures, I went to Psalms 119 and verse 5. And it was saying, verse 9. And it was saying, wherewith shall a young man clean his way? By taking heed thereunto, according to thy word. You know, here and I was thinking about the young people. How can a young person stay pure? We ask that question day after day when we see the young women and men just going around the world doing different things. And as I ask myself that question, they can stay pure by obeying the word of God and following the rules that God have left for us in the word of God. Also in 2 Timothy 2 and 5, it was saying, let me turn right to it so I can read exactly what it's saying in the word of God. 2 Timothy 2 and 5 says, and if a man also strive for materialists, yet he is not crowned, except he strive lawfully. And here they're still talking about self-control, following the law's rule for doing his work. Just as an athlete, I'm going to use that as an example. An athlete either following the rules or is disqualified if he don't follow the rules and win no prize. So you have to have self-control in everything you do. And self-control involves first knowing God's guidelines for right living as found in the Bible. You need to know what you must control before you can leap and keep it under control. First, you must know what to control. Regular, consistent reading of God's words keep God's guidelines for the right living clearly before us. So some of the things you can do for self-control, staying in the word of God, and he's going to direct you. Carla, I know you have something that you want to share on self-control this morning.
The thing that, just like you said, when you are in the Word of God, you understand that despite how you feel about things, you don't always have to say anything about how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You can, you know, keep it to yourself, because if that information was given to other people, it would hurt you more in the long run than it would to keep it to yourself and just speak between you and the Father.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep that information and you conversate with him. You let him know exactly how you feel. You let him know, you know, what problems that you have.
You let them know the problems that you have and the things that you're going through, and you explain it to him because he cares about you. I mean, other people, they may have good intentions, but despite good intentions, bad things can happen. So you make sure that you don't allow those things to end up hurting you or someone else with your mouth. Or let's say, for instance, you have people who are not so nice to you, because everybody has somebody on their job that is not nice.
Yes.
You know, they always have something nasty or mean to say to you, despite the fact that you've never done anything to them.
Despite
the fact that you would never say anything nasty to them. Despite the fact that you never do them any harm. But they always have something nasty to say to you. It's really easy in that position to use your mouth and to curse them out. Or let's say you don't curse. It's really easy to tell them about themselves, so to speak. To let them know, you know, how you feel about what's happening and how you don't appreciate or accept what they're doing in that situation. And when you find yourself doing that, when you get to the point where you know you want to say something, you shut down and you be quiet. Because it's not that it could hurt you so much in the long run, which it can if you choose to lose your job, but because you serve a God of more than enough, you know he'll give you another job, but that's not the point. The point is you are taking matters into your own hands by reacting to them because of the way that they're treating you, and you can't do that. God makes it really specific in the Bible. He says, vengeance is mine, not yours, but mine. And if you take it upon yourself to let them know how you feel about what's going on and what you're not going to take and what you're not going to do, you find yourself in trouble with God now because you've done his job for him, and that's not your job.
That is so true. And as you were speaking, my very next verse from the Word of God was coming from Psalms 141 and 3. And the Word of God said, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the doors of my lips. Here, they was telling you just what you just got through saying, was saying, take control of what I say. I have to take control of what I'm saying, O Lord, and keep my lips sealed. A lot of times things go on and people say things. You got to know when to open up and when to shut up, when to keep silent. Because every time something come forth don't mean we have to open our jaws to it. Sometimes we can just go in a prayer, in a praise, in a worship, and let the enemy know he won't have no control. That means we knowing how to exercise our self-control where we just don't jump in at everything that's spoken to us, whether it's negative. We have to look at the positive and say they didn't know any better. They didn't really know what they said or what they did. We have to learn how to have exercise our self-control in whatever situation that's going on. And we just had a caller come on the air. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
Doing good.
Good. Did you want to share a little bit on what are some steps to exercise and self-control? Just tell us a little bit about what you do to exercise self-control.
One thing I do for self-control, I try to think through before I make a statement or even take action. I try to think through process, okay, is this going to be a good thing for me to do or not? We got to think about it before making the steps of doing anything that's not pleasing to God. We got to think about for what we're doing first, you know, before we take a charge or anything. And then not only that, we got to be led by the Spirit of God. Because, you know, even with the flesh, you know, how the enemy could come in and have us doing something contrary to the Word of God. And so even with that, we got to think about our actions before we take our actions first. We got to think about it.
All right. Amen. Amen. And as I was reading in Proverbs, because we're going through scriptures, we're going through the Word of God today, and everybody just going to put in what God has put on their heart. In Proverbs 13:3, it was reading, "He that keepeth his mouth keeps his life, but he that's open wide his lips shall have destruction." Mm-hmm. You know, those who control their tongue will have a long life, and a quick restore can, you know, a quick respond or restore can ruin everything. You know, if you keep your tongue, you know that little red membrane in our mouth? It's a powerful little thing. You know that's a weapon in itself. That little red membrane in our mouth can kill somebody. It can hurt somebody. It can say things that you cannot take back. You can go to and ask God to forgive you, but that little red membrane, if in our mouth, if we not careful and exercise self-control, don't you know that is destruction? It can be a destruction. Anybody want to just share a little bit on that? Thank you, Lord. You know, when I think about just, you know, this little membrane, a lot of times things come up, you want to say something so bad that you got to pinch yourself, you got to hold on to your clothing, and you have to
Lord.
Say, "Lord, help me, Jesus." Lord, you know, in your mind, because you don't want to, because you figure when you open that mouth, something's going to flow out there that you can't take back. So you just saying in
Lord.
Your mind and your thought, back, "God, compose me. Lord, hold." You know, like sometimes, you know, y'all not as old as me, but I will be saying, "Lord, hold my mule. Just hold my mule a little while longer, Lord. Hold my mule, Jesus." Because, you know, and sometimes you want to say something, and you thinking it in your mind, but all the time it may not come out just like the way you was thinking it. And then you can't take it back. And there is a destruction right there. So we got to be so careful on knowing some steps to exercise self-control. And, you know, we're quick on a job. If we're not careful, we'll give somebody a piece of our, we'll say, "Let me give you a piece of my mind." Oh, you know it. In the church with saved folks, they will push a button on you. And if you're not careful and using self-control, you will go off on that sister or that brother before you know it. And you'll say, "I didn't mean to say that. How did that come out?" You know, we have to really watch. You talking about watch, fight, and pray. We got to really pray. We have to really stay in the Word of God. So when the enemy come up, we'll know it's the enemy. But if we're not reading the Word and studying it, how are we going to be able to have self-control? We have to first know God. We have to first know God to have self-control. We got to be involved in this Word. Not just going to church on Sundays, on Bible stuff, but we got to do this thing daily because the enemy is out everywhere. The people on the road driving, somebody cut in front you. If you're not using self-control, don't you know that can go off? Someone go ahead and share with the audience on that. Minister Tanya, what you have? Somebody. Come on.
Go ahead, Pastor. I wait.
Go ahead, Pastor.
You can go ahead. I was just going to say, you know, you right, and you got to be really, really careful. And that's why every time, you know, the Bible says be angry and sin not.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is so... What the one thing that we got to understand, the Bible also says, give no place to the devil. And that simply means keep your mouth closed or keep your feet somewhere it should not be. Or don't take yourself to a place that you know you won't be able to control yourself. You won't be able to contain yourself. Because we know what things get up under our skin. We know that.
Yeah, yeah.
We've lived in these bodies long enough to know what gets up under our skin. And
yeah.
what we don't like, and how it eats you up on the inside to listen to somebody that you know is wrong and still do the right thing. I'm going to tell you something. I'm a pastor, but that eats me up on the inside. I got to do that every day.
That's right,
and it eats me up. I'm like, Lord, you know, if I didn't love you so much, I would just say what I want to say right now. But because I do, I'm not going to say that. And see, that bothers you too. See, that's another thing. People don't talk about that. But when you don't say what you want to say because you feel that you deserve the right to say it, and you do, I don't want anybody to believe that you don't deserve the right to say something to somebody who is treating you wrong. Wrong is wrong. You cannot make wrong right.
People
out here in this world that make wrong right, and they make people who are not right right, and that's another problem. Because then you got to hold your mouth even more. You got to get a puzzle for your mouth.
Jesus.
Because you're looking at these people and you're looking at these situations, and you're going, wait a minute now, you know this ain't right. I know this ain't right. I need to worry and figure out that this is not right, but I got to deal with this. So I got to really make sure I really keep my mouth under control. I got to really shut it. You got to be in your mind and tell yourself, shut up. Because I tell myself that every day. Shut up, Babby. Just shut up. Don't even, just shut up. Now, would I allow somebody else to say that to me? No, I won't. But I can tell myself to shut up. Because I need to. Because if I don't, I'm going to get myself in trouble. And it's not about getting in trouble with people. Forget that. Don't even worry about that. The people are not your issue. Getting in trouble with God is your issue, not the people. Because you can get another job. You can get another house. You can get another wife. You can get another husband. You can get another anything, but you can't get another God.
All right. Yeah. You know, and as you were saying that, I had read in the Word of God in Matthew's the 12th chapter and the 36th verse. And it was saying, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. You know, when I read that, I say, Lord, I be asking God every day, Lord, bridle my tongue. When I open my mouth, you speak through me, Lord. Don't let me just come out blurbing out of anything. Because it's telling me right here in the Word, any every idle word, every idle thing that come out of my mouth. Ooh, every idle thing that come out of my mouth. In the day of judgment. And my little philosophy is coming up again. That means you might have spoken 50 years ago and didn't ask, and didn't go back and repent and ask God to forgive you, but it's going to be written down where it's coming up again. Every idle word that was idle. And, you know, as I was going there, I said, well, Lord, I tell you this, that you must give an account on judgment day of every outer word you speak. So, God, word my mouth. So, when I open it, no matter what the situation look like, no matter what the problem that's going on, let me choose the words carefully before I say them. Because I don't want it to come out thinking it one way and saying it another way that end up not being right. And so many times in the course of a day, if we are not careful, we will come up with idle words out of our mouth. And the next thing we do, we say, God, please forgive me. I repent for that, Lord. I didn't mean to say that. You know, and so we have to be, you know, exercise self-control, ourselves, each individual. It's an individual thing. It's just not a Sadie thing or Tabitha thing or a Tanya thing. It's everybody where we have to exercise that self-control within us. Ooh, and I mean, when I came up with this topic on self-control, I had to go in and examine myself, not nobody else. I had to, you know, have examination started with me, looking in the mirror at me, seeing what I'm doing wrong, what I should do better, what should I change, you know, because I don't want to come across the wrong way or talk God's word to somebody that's not right, not from the word of God, knowing, you know, what I should be doing. And so I had to, you know, examine myself first because I want to be saying the right thing. And it's, I mean, it's so easy to say something that is not of God. And as I went to the scriptures again in Ephesians 4:29, and this is what the word of God says. In 4:29, it said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Let no corrupt communication. And you know, we hear so much corrupt communication in the course of a day, whether on the radio, through a song, out of people, on a story we may be looking at on the news, that we hear so much corrupt. And we have to be so careful. You know, and here I'm thinking, don't use food, foul, or abusive language. One of y'all was saying that just a while ago. Don't let everything you say be good and helpful so that your words will be an encouragement. We got to let everything we say be good and helpful so that our words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. We want to, when we speak to people, whether we teach it, whether we preach it, whether we give an example, whether we just sharing something with somebody, we want to make sure it's encouragement when we give it to them. We want to make sure it's good and it's helpful through the word of God. That way we can keep those steps to self-control when we dialoguing with somebody. Ooh, I'm telling you, this said when we go to examine ourselves on this self-control. Oh, gee. And, I mean, I had pulled up a lot of scriptures today. Even in James, I'm going to turn to James, the first chapter in the 26th verse.
Come on.
It was saying, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridle not his tongue, but deceive his own heart, this man's religion is vain. You know, if you claim to be religious but don't control your tongue, you are just fooling yourself, and your religion is worthless. You know, a lot of people claim to be religious, but you got to watch what's coming out of your mouth.
That's right.
You got to control that little red membrane. I'm going back to that little red membrane in your mouth, because that's a fire. It ain't red for nothing. When you think about it, when you open your mouth and look at your tongue and see it's red, that's fire right there. And if it's not used in the right way, it's just like burning down a building, burning down a house, starting a fire in the field. That little red member, because it can get so unruly and start things without having self-control. Ooh, my, my, my. Somebody want to talk on that verse? Mm-hmm. And, you know, still on that verse, you know, we can exercise self-control by watching what we say.
Yes, ma'am.
How often we wish we could call back words as soon as they have left our mouth. How many times have each and every one of us done that? We have said something, and then we say, oh, my God. We wish we could call them words back. We have wounded somebody. We have killed somebody. But we can't call them back.
That's right.
Ah.
And that's a problem.
Ooh.
We are not mindful of other people.
Uh-huh.
The Bible says, take heed lest you fall. Because the very same thing that somebody else is doing, that's getting on your nerves or whatever it is, you could be doing the same thing they're doing. Consider that it could be you on the other end of that. You could be the person that ducks. Everybody has a bad day. Everybody has a day where it's just like, you know what? I'm not any good today. I'm no good today. Well, I know for a fact that I need to keep my mouth closed. Because you know on the inside how you feel.
All right.
People may not be able to see how you feel if you don't express it. Sometimes people can see. But regardless of that, you know how you feel. You know, okay, today I'm not really in the mood to be, you know, my usual normal, upbeat, friendly self, so I need to be quiet a lot. Because if I don't, I'm going to say some stuff that I'm going to wish I hadn't said. And just like you just said, you cannot take it back. And the problem, again, I want everybody to hear this and understand this. The problem is not the people that you said it to. It is not the people. Who cares really about the people? Yes, we love the people. Yes, we care about the people. But as far as, you know, not offending people, you can throw that right out the window where it came from. Throw it right, throw the garbage in the trash. Garbage goes in the trash. You don't keep garbage in your house. You put the garbage in the trash can where the garbage belongs. So put it out of your mind that I'm going to say something that's going to offend some people and I can't take it back. That's here nor there. It really is. But the problem is offending God, grieving the Holy Spirit, not the people. We're not responsible for what other people do. We're responsible for what we do.
We do. All right.
We have to be in control of this body. And if you're not in control of it, you're not going to go back and go, well, you know, Lord, he did say this. And, you know, that's why I said that. No, 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 no. You don't want to hear that. Because you know what you were supposed to do. The Bible says, to the man that knows how to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. If you know the right thing to do, you know the right thing to say, and you don't say it, or be quiet, it's sin. And you don't want to do that. You want to be like Joseph. How can I do this and sin against my God? That's what you want to say to yourself. How can I do this wickedness and sin against my God? And that's going to keep your mouth closed, no matter how hard it is, but it's hard. I'm telling you, people, it's hard. I do it every day. It is hard. It ain't easy, but he never said it was easy.
No, that's right. He didn't say it's going to be easy. No, Lord. I know, because sometimes you be in situations, and it's not even, I would say, it's not even your fight. You may be in a scenario, in a group of people, and you hear something speaking and something said, and your flesh going to say, you should tell them this. You can, but you got to exercise self-control, because what you thinking and what you want to say is not what they need to hear then, or God haven't told you to release what you thinking to tell them. So there you are. You got to exercise. You biting your tongue over the words, because you want to get into that. That's, you want to get into that conversation, because you just took it over almost. You know what can be done and what they can do with it. Ah, gee, you know, and in Romans 13 and 14, it was saying, But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. You know, here the Lord was saying, let the Lord Jesus Christ take control of you, like you were just saying, of each individual, of yourself. And don't think of ways to indulge your evil desires. Like I was just saying, where you want to lash out, you just know you can, you feel you can do this, you can do that. But, daily we got to just watch ourselves. On self-control, on any situation, anything that's going on that we know we need to really be mindful on. Mm-hmm. Oh, I tell you. And as I was going through on this here on self-control, still studying the scriptures, when we need help beyond our own self-control, I say, what should we do? And I'm going to go to Psalms 56 and read what that says. And Psalms 56 and verse 3 and 4 says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Mm. This is, you know, when we need help beyond our own self-control, what should we do? You know, but when I'm afraid, I put my trust in God. Oh, God, I praise your word. I trust in God. So why should I be afraid? You know, what can mere mortals do to me? That's needing help beyond our own self-control. And we go to God and ask him, what should we do, Lord? You know, what can I say? What, you know, help me, Lord, help me. You know, we quick to go to God and say, help me, Lord, help me. I want to do what's right, Lord. You give me the understanding. You show me. Because in my mind like mine, I can't do it on my own. I need help. So we really have to know without a shadow of doubt we need God. No matter what, we've got to go to God for that, to get that self-control. And in Psalm 60, I had read in verse 12, it says, through God we should do vigilantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemy. Here, you know, with God help, we would do mighty things, for he will trample down our foe. We're still talking about self-control and what should we do when we go to God on it. And, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm the only one who faces temptation on self-control. We all go through that, but sometimes we feel. But, you know, 1 Corinthians, you know, I was reminded, it was saying, but remember, what the temptation that comes into your life are no different from what others experience. When you are tempted, he will allow you a way out so that you will not give in to it. Here we still talking about self-control, but how we can face temptation, but how we can face them with the word of God. You know, and it helps us to know others who are facing the same temptation. You know, this is a thing that we can really look at ourselves in the mirror today on self-control. And when I was reading it and boiling it down, you know, we went back to James. I went back to James, James 1:12, and say, what are the rewards of self-control? You know, and God bless the people who patiently endure testing. We're going to be tested and tried. But after they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. Them are rewards of self-control when we have learned how to control that self. Today I really thank God for this lesson on self-control.
Yes,
because
Lord.
It made me to take a look at myself.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I didn't look at anybody else on self-control. I looked it at myself and say,
that's right.
Are you practicing self-control? Are you blurting out everything that come to your mind? Are you praying about everything? What are you doing, you know, for self-control? And I'm glad you ladies came on today to share with the listening audience on self-control.
Amen. I'm glad God allowed me to be here because we got to get to the point where we stop examining other people. And that's what this day was really about. It wasn't about, you know, us examining other people and going, oh, they don't have control of their mouth and they need to do this and they need to do that. That's religion.
Mm-hmm.
That is religion. The hypocrite mm-hmm. walks around and always talks about what other people need to be doing, yet they themselves don't do those things they tell other people to do.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear people say, oh, well, you shouldn't have done that. Oh, you shouldn't have said that. Oh, well, when you was in the exact same situation, I seem to see that you said everything that you said I should not have done, plus you added some more to
all
what
right.
you said shouldn't have been done, which means it's easier to tell somebody else what not to do, and it's not easy yourself not to do it. So
mm-hmm.
it's time out for us continuously examining other people and time in for us to examine ourselves.
Right.
The Bible tells us what we're supposed to be doing every day, and yet we still find time to talk about somebody else.
All right. We
find time to say, oh, you know what, that person right there, she ain't doing what she's supposed to be doing. She ain't serving. She ain't ushering. What are you doing? You have all this time to sit there and figure out what somebody else is not. What are you doing?
There you go.
That's the problem right there. You're not worried about what you're doing or what you're not doing because you spend too much time figuring out what somebody else is not doing, which means you're not doing your job.
That's right.
Because you have too much time to worry about somebody else who, in your opinion, ain't doing their job.
That's right. And, you know, as you said that, I was thinking just this morning when I got off the prayer line this morning. And I went put some clothes in the wash machine and some that had washed in the dryer. And that was I was doing, going to the garage, I say, Sadie, you don't have time for out of chatter today. Mm-hmm. You don't have time for out of God. You got to have self-control. You have too much to do. As I went to looking around to see all the things that I needed to do today, that Sadie needed to take care of,
right.
I was using self-control. I wasn't letting the phone, the computer, and nothing get in the way of what I know needed to be tend to. I was using self-control on the things I was doing, how I was thinking
right.
about what was going to go on.
Right.
Then, you know, had my little to-do list, what I needed to do, what I needed to fulfill. That kept me from what you just say. That kept me from getting on the phone or something. Somebody might have said something. And before I would have known it, I might have been out of self-control where I would have been saying this about somebody or saying, just like my granddaughter brought it to my attention last week. We were going somewhere. And I saw these young men just walking with their paces hanging down. And before I knew it, I had said, you know, I just don't know why. And she said, grandmother, don't criticize. And when she said that, I caught myself. I stopped. I was fitting to go off on. I had to examine myself for exercise of self-control. Because I was in a split second. I was fitting to go off on the deep end. And it had to hit me. Okay, dissect this thing what you fitting to say. So when you go come out with it, you're going to say it right. I had to really catch myself. And that's when I say self-control. Exercise self-control because we have to watch what's coming out of this mouth. It may be good intention, but how did we say it and how did the other person perceive what we say? Did we say it right when it came out? Ah. Minister Tanya, what you have you want to share with the audience? We have 15 minutes left. You want to share on self-control today?
Well, I can see as one thing with me, I can see as self-control as even with myself as in taking care of my body, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Going to work and out, you know, going to the gym every day, I have to make up my mind. Because even today when I went today, it was like I still went, but I did not do it as normal I would do. But I have to still have self-control. I'm going to press my way and still go anywhere. I'm at least do one machine, for the treadmill for 15 to 20 minutes. So that was still self-control. I still have to push myself and go ahead and do the things what God got me doing right now. So I see this as self-control, taking care of my body, you know, watching the things as of what I eat, trying to eat healthy, trying to work out every other day. So, you know, they're keeping me, in, you know, for the weight of my body. I see that as being self-control. Not only that, watching what I eat and how much I eat, that's still being self-control.
That's right.
We have to every day to take care. I mean, have to take control of our mind, body, soul, and spirit, as in with the help of the Holy Spirit. Because, you know, the Holy Spirit, He will lead and guide us as in what to eat and how much to eat, and then as in what to do every day. You know.
That's
why I see that as self-control. We got to be able to take charge of our minds and our spirit, and walk into the things that God has called us to do. If we want to live a healthy life and a long life, that's why I see that as self-control too. As you know, as in doing, taking care of my body, I see that as self-control.
That's right. And that's what, you know, we're speaking about today. We was going biblically, but I start giving the example, just like you did with the weight on health. And next week I'm going to be talking about health from the Word of God. That topic's going to be health, if I'm not mistaken, next week. And we have to use self-control in just about everything we do. Because as you were saying, eating, if we don't use self-control, we will overeat. If we don't get out there and exercise and do the things that we need to do to maintain our health, self-control, when we, you know, it's so many things that we can go out and do. And if we are not careful, and I used to hear the old folks say, too much of anything ain't good. So we have to, you know, you may like this particular candy bar, but you got to use self-control over it. You can't let it control you. You got to control it. Mm-hmm. That one piece of pie, you had a piece, but you want another piece. You got to have that self-control. I just thought this was so befitting today on self-control, because I didn't go out looking for somebody else. I looked within me to see where I stood short, where I was falling short at. In self-control department, in every aspect of my life, in the Word of God, in my walk with Christ, in my everyday living, was I using self-control? And even if, when we go into the store, a department store, we want to get this and get that. But a lot of times, those that use credit cards, don't you know you need self-control over that? Because you will see something knowing maybe you can afford to get it, but do you really need it? Or are you getting it just because you saw it? You got to use self-control over so much in the course of a day. Oh, Minister Tab, do you have something else you want to talk about in self-control today?
Yeah, I just, you know, hope that people understand that when you don't have control over yourself, you know, it's very hard for you really to help somebody else. Because if you can't control you, then you can't help anybody else control themselves. So let's say, for instance, that you got through school and you went through college and you got a good job and, you know, you're doing real good. Well, okay, that's great. But you left all of those other areas untouched.
Uh-huh.
You can't take your college degree to the grave. You can't take your cars to the grave. You can't take your house to the grave. You can't take any of those things to the grave. You left out the most important thing that you should have got because you didn't exercise self-control. You overindulged in everything that you thought would make you happy, which will not. God is the only thing that can make you happy.
That's right.
You can have a lot of money and not be happy. You can have a husband and not be happy. You can have a wife and not be happy. People get divorced every day because they're not happy.
Yeah.
That's why divorce does not happen to happy people.
Mm.
Happy people don't say, okay, well, I'm really happy with you, but I probably could be a lot happier with somebody else. So let me cut this off right now and go out there and figure out if somebody else can make me happier than I am right now. Happy people don't do things like that. Unhappy people get divorced.
Mm.
That's the problem. Self-control. Cool. What we're talking about right now today.
Mm-hmm.
And when God is not the center and the focus of your life, there is no self-control. Okay, my husband is acting up.
Uh-huh.
My wife is acting up. I don't want to deal with this anymore. I'm tired of going through this. I'm tired of listening to this person. I'm tired of them being in charge or in control or whatever they feel like they're doing. And I'm going to get a divorce. This is what I'm doing right now. That is not self-control.
That's right. That is so true. That is so true. You know, I just really have enjoyed this topic today. And thank you, ladies, for coming on because, I mean, this has enlightened me. Some things that I thought about within myself. And hearing both of you ladies talk on self-control and exercise and self-control, it has really open up avenues and more things on this topic than I even dreamed possible. Because I was coming first from biblical power. But as we start dissecting and going further in the word by scriptures and start pulling out some of the nuggets and the essence in the scriptures that we could see ourselves through exercise and self-control. I mean, my, just like Minister Tanya say, you know, she came to a part and time in her life where she had to use self-control on her health. She knew her health was important. And if she didn't take time to work on her health for herself, who would? She want to be around a long time. As we were saying, you have to use self-control on your job. When your boss or different ones come to you with a lot of unnecessary stuff, you got to be so careful. I know just a while back, I had to really, some things was brought to my attention through the body of Christ. And I had to really use some restraint and pray about it so I could have self-control to be able to head on those issues before they, as they say, a mountain and a molehill, you know, to really see, wait a minute, God, you deal with this and you show me if it's for me to say anything. Give me self-control over my mouth, over my action, over my looks. Because, you know, even self-control, we have to use self-control even in our body language, our looks. Because we can give people some looks or our body language could say what we wanted to say. It's just like we didn't say it. So we have to really check ourselves out on that self-control. I have really enjoyed, again, this topic today. I have thanked you, ladies, for coming on today to share. We have, I think, about 5 minutes, 6 minutes left. Did anybody want to say anything else to the audience that probably will come on sometime today or tonight or tomorrow and hear this broadcast on exercise and self-control? Because it begins with self first. We can't go around looking at anybody else. We got to look within ourselves and just stand up at one day in the mirror, bathroom, bedroom, wherever you got a mirror, and just look at yourself and just dissect and check yourself out. Don't go to finding faults with nobody else. Say, God, start with me. Let me learn how to have self-control over the things that's going on in my life. You show me how to do it through the Word of God. So, y'all ladies, y'all have 5 minutes. Y'all want to say something else before we close out?
I would just like to say, even with self-control, we could use that as in every part, every aspect of our whole life. You know what I'm saying? The natural effects, we could use self-control as in every aspect of our life, knowing what to do, which is either negative or positive, knowing how to do things that are right and pleasing in God's eyes, so taking care of the whole, man, taking care of the whole. Why does we could use self-control in every area of our life, not just for one part. We could use self-control knowing what and how much to do of this and then the other in every part of our lives.
That's right. Oh, that Amen. Is so true. Amen to that, Minister Tanya.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, because that's a main nugget right there. Whoever
yes,
listening, that's a main nugget right there on that self-control in all areas of our life. Oh.
That's right. And I want to say leaders, because this is our key issue. The leaders are the issue here, not the members in the pew. They may do some things that may or may not be right, but that's not your issue. The issue is the person who's in charge. If the boss of a company is not running that company right, then you cannot blame everybody under the boss. You got to start at the head. The head
mm-hmm.
is the problem. And so when we're talking about leaders and leadership, if you're not making sure you exercise self-control, how can you expect the members to exercise self-control? We always try to take what we know and throw it off to the people. Okay, that's great, because the people do need to understand. People do need to learn, but you also need to learn.
Mm-hmm.
No one is perfect. And because we're not perfect, that means we can make a mistake without realizing we've made one, or without realizing we're making one. And because of that, you need to constantly examine yourself. Before you preach a message to anybody, preach to you.
All
examine
right.
you. Look at you. Look at the things you do every day. It's not hard. It's
mm-hmm.
very easy. I know within the course of the day if I've told a lie. I know because I'm in this body all day long. I can't get away from it. So that means I know today, have I told any lies? Yesterday, did I do anything that I know is not right? Look at you first. If you look at you first, then you can help the members in the pew. But
mm-hmm.
if you don't look at you first, you can't help anybody.
That's right. That's so true. That is so true. Ooh, well, for this today, it's been a wonderful day. The topic is a wonderful topic that God let me select it, and it started with me on exercise
yes,
and self-control. And I thought that was a very good topic because we, on a whole, don't think of it like that, of it. And as you say, starting with us, even with leaders, not just the people sitting in the pew. And, it's just so awesome. It's just so awesome. Because we have people always want to point fingers at this and then point fingers at that one. But when one finger is pointing at you or at the other fella, how many is pointing back to you? So we have to really use self-control within ourselves every day in all aspects of our lives.
Right.
And I want to thank you, ladies, for coming on, sharing with me today on self-control. And I hope someone today will get something out of that in their individual lives as they hear this broadcast sometime today or this week, this month, but even if they go back to the archive, they will hear this message and it will enlighten them. It's something that they may be going through that they don't understand. But to God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Amen.
And until next week, we want you all to come back to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is none other than Minister Sadie Elliott. And we're going to leave with encourage yourself for a few minutes, because we want everybody to encourage themselves as they go through this day. I love each and every one of you all. And hope to hear from you or see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.